You know what's weird, doll? I work with a girl that's almost your age.
Almost? Like, she's not her age yet?
She works at...
She's 19. That's not that far off.
That's true.
That's, like, 3 years.
Closer to my age.
She told me today that she was in the fourth grade when Finding Nemo came out. I think I was a junior or a sophomore in high school.
I'm 19.
You look uncomfortable right now.
I like how you... Like, he's like, she's 19. You're like, that's closer to my age. I'm 19. It's like, why didn't you just say, that's my age?
Yeah,
but... Wait, Ryan's 19?
Yeah.
Because you thought you were 20?
Yeah, thought I was 20 already.
But we'll get to that at a later date. It's podcast 98. Welcome, everybody.
2 weeks
to 100
podcast.
Wait, is it starting for real?
Yes.
Oh, hello, everyone.
Did you still need time to get around and put on your tutu? No?
We
have an audience now.
Live studio audience.
All right, Alex, you're in charge of the soundboard tonight.
Yes.
All right. What's
the occasion? You need an occasion. Yeah, don't abuse this or we'll take it away.
Seriously, do you want to get fired already?
It's your first goddamn day.
You got to do this for 3 months to get out of probation.
We're a fire at will, or an employee at will. Can't say fire at will. We're an employee at will company.
Yeah. And fire at will, too.
It's the same thing. Oh. Just correct to say it my way.
Oh, okay. We're at will with our company.
Yeah, Will's a dick.
Good. That works.
So, Ryan, why don't you explain to us why we're late? Why the podcast is late?
I could put this into very simple terms. No one showed up.
Wow, that was quicker than I anticipated.
It's like a mystery. You know, a podcast is on Thursday, and people are like, what day is it?
What? It's like that fucking Robin Williams meme.
Where am I?
What year is it?
Yeah, that one.
Is that, like, from Jumanji?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he comes out of the closet.
Yeah.
I was about to say,
I don't even need to see it, dude. I have Jumanji memorized. It was one of my favorite movies growing up.
Yeah, you liked Jumanji?
I did.
I liked it, too. Did not hold up, though, for me. I watched it.
Did not hold up. That was, like, in, what, mid-90s?
Yeah.
I think it was damn good for a movie that came out in the mid-90s.
He's saying
it didn't have the repeat value for him.
Yeah.
It held
for a movie in the 90s, sure, it's fantastic. But I'm saying...
I mean, you can say that about a few Robin Williams movies.
Yeah. Like Hook. Yeah.
Hook is my favorite movie.
I love Hook. You lewd, crude bag of pre-chewed food, dude.
You're doing it, Peter.
I say it all the time. I say it at work. Like, people are figuring things out. I'm like, you're doing it, Peter. And they look at me like I'm stupid.
That favorite part when he was like, you know what was my happy thought, Jack? And he turns to him and he goes, it was you.
Creepy.
Give him a little kiss.
I like that movie.
Dude, I just feel like his daughter, like, that's fucked up. Like, you don't have a happy thought. It's you, not her. She's a woman.
I didn't love her.
Playing favorites.
It's real simple when the daughter's a bitch.
She wasn't a bitch.
Wow.
just you rewatch it and look for the underlying tones, man.
Dude, if anything, Jack was a bitch.
She was.
Jack was a bitch.
My daddy doesn't love me. Your daddy bringing him home bacon every day.
Kid had daddy issues.
Whatever. Well, he raised plenty of Lost Boys. I don't hear any complaints. I mean, in the real story, when he killed them and by drowning them in the ocean, I'm sure they were upset. But, like, you know.
That's whatever. That's besides the point.
Besides the point. They can't grow up because then they become pirates.
You're right.
So.
And that's a bad thing.
I don't remember any of this movie.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
Well, let Ryan tell you shot for shot.
No, no. It's Alex's, it's Alex's favorite film.
Let them both tell you.
Let this be the podcast. We'll throw the entire movie shot just watch shot.
It together. We could all just watch it together at the same time.
I need to get like a giant whiteboard, though, to draw all over.
And here we have his son, who is actually his... No.
Like a playboard thing.
Yeah.
And this is Grandma Wendy, who he actually used to love. And now he's married to his granddaughter.
It's a little bit weird, but...
It's a little weird. It's a little weird.
The lady who played Grandma Wendy's going to live forever.
She's still alive?
She was in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Like all of them.
Lady, what's her...
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
What's her name? What's her name? Why can't I think of her name?
She's that...
Maggie Smith. Oh, Maggie Smith,
Professor
Smith,
McGonagall?
Yeah.
Professor McGonagall, yes.
I know that's not her real name. I'm just wondering who in Harry Potter you were talking about.
Right, right. It's real!
What?
It's real!
It is real. I'm from Scotland. I've been there.
It is real, right, right. It is real.
Have I told you that my aunt owns Hagrid's hut?
What?
She owns it?
How do you own it?
Oh, no,
does
it's not.
She
does.
Her,
her next door neighbor owns it, actually. It's her next door neighbor.
Oh, well, then it's your story full of holes, right?
Come on.
I thought it was her.
Hopes up and then.
Because they filmed it in Scotland.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
because Hogwarts is in Scotland.
Yeah, you can tell by everybody's Scottish accent.
What?
What?
There are a bunch of people with Scottish accents. Does it matter?
Not Harry Potter.
So?
Well,
he's the only one that matters.
His name was in every movie.
All hidden. It's not like it was in the middle of London. Come on.
Dude, I want to know what the American school's like.
Awful. It's burned
full
down.
Full of drugs and gangs books. And shit.
They meet Malfoy, just like snaps the dude's neck.
Metal detectors at every entrance.
They have magical wands, but they still bring guns into school. And
the wands are taped to the guns.
It is a cop car outside the school.
Cop broom.
Well, if you want to get Harry Potter, you know, it's the what would be the Ministry of Magic? Like the Democratic Order of Magic?
Democratic.
That'd be the United States version.
The President of Magic.
Freedom Magic Center.
Oh, we don't put restrictions on magic. We think it limits our children. Oh my god! You said that dude just drove a Suburban into Walmart and started attacking people.
Broom Force One.
Broom Force One.
Hey! You guys cut it out. I'm trying to do a thing here.
It's just imagine it being like a big, like armored broom. Like the president's like in the middle of the Secret Service on either side of him, so it's a three-person broom.
There's still dudes in black suits with sunglasses and earpieces on brooms.
Yeah, the one in the back's like this always.
You know, with his hand inside his jacket.
His wand, like, with his wand, like...
What are you going to do?
Not afraid. They have a little wand holsters that they pull them out of and, like, spin them around.
Wand holster.
And they're like, BAM! Man, somebody write this book.
Right? We're giving them gold right now.
Meanwhile, in America.
Balder who?
You know, we're over here, like, reading newspaper, like, oh, sucks about that British guy.
Let's hope he never makes it over here, that piece of shit.
He wouldn't last one day.
I'm Lord Voldemort. I don't give a shit. Like,
how do you even spell that?
You still butt bitch or something?
I call you Pete. Alright, it's Pete, everybody.
And you know, Americans have much more different attitude than British people do.
Yeah,
look at this faggot.
Drive him into the ground.
Where's your nose?
No nose, no nose, no nose.
I'll kill all of you. Oh yeah, I'd like to see you try, you skinny little bitch. When's the last time you ate?
Bro, do you even lift?
Pale skin. Come on, you are. Get out of here. Get out of my face. Get some meme made out of him.
It'd be funny if he comes to like the gym and he's like trying to pick on you there, and there's just one guy in the background just going, It's like when a nerd like walks into a room or just someone who's socially awkward and just realizes, oh, this isn't a place for me. He's just like, not gonna get anywhere here. Leaves.
Where is your restroom? Yes.
excuse me, do you guys have bathroom? Whoa, sorry. What was that? No nose.
You guys. Best dudes with wands. Just a bunch of guys like this. They got like a little wand like this.
It's like, no, they got their wands. They're huge. They're all tricked out with like extra shit.
They have weighted wands.
Like, yeah, they're weighted. Like, they're pure metal. Like,
no, they're not using wands. They're using like brooms.
Like, a bench press bar. Like,
yeah, there you go. A bench press bar. That's what it is.
It's just like those guys that drive big trucks are just overcompensating with their wands.
They wear it on their, they have like a strap for it and they wear it on the back like anime characters. Just super big wand.
He's just like, well, that's a mighty wand you have.
Yeah, that's it. That's in Japan. Those are the schools in Japan. It's a wand and it's got the katana handle on it.
Every time they do like a spell, they have to stop and do the victory symbol.
Each one's like customized. It's like a Pokemon.
Little bug. I choose one's you. Purple with they like say little the spell. Wings on it. Oh, I didn't want to fight you.
We need just different cultural Harry Potters across the world.
Like what was going on during like at the same time?
Yeah.
When did that take place? It was like 90s, right? That was the setting.
It ends like 97.
I think the last book ends in
97. 97 or 8. 97. Okay.
Mhm. It's before you were born, Dole.
No, it's the year I was born.
Oh, you
don't know what time of the year.
January.
Yeah. Well, what if it was the day before your birthday?
Others ended in like. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. Shut up.
The summer.
June. They always go from...
Yeah, they always start and end in the summer.
Go from July to June. And there's like a 2-week gap. Trust me, I'm on book 4.
I would know.
Book 4.
Ryan's my continuity guy. Go to him to keep everything straight as an arrow.
I've decided I'm going to read the Doctor Who novels.
Are you really?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm gonna try to get around to start watching the older ones, as old as they go, anyways, on Netflix.
Yeah, I need to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, man, tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm actually gonna be able to get to Leanne's to watch it. My keys broke in a stupid way because they broke because of me, and. Because I'm what?
Nothing. Go on, tell your story.
Because I'm white? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, that's what I said. Sure.
No. I got a new key fob case because my old one was
Yeah, Ryan. What is this dance?
You can't do that. No one can see, Dwight. Don't talk about what I'm doing. Just go off like I'm not even here.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
So I got a new case for my keys because they were broken, or it was breaking, and like all the buttons were falling out, and it was just bad. And I saw a thing on Reddit of these guys on this Volkswagen thread that I follow, and he's like, "Hey, look what I did at work!" And he replaced his, and it was like $6 for the new case. I'm like, "All right, whatever, got one." And I have a transponder inside my keys that disables my mobilizer
like
in my car.
Transponder?
Yeah, a transponder. Yeah, it's like a chip.
Okay. I know you're saying it weird.
Well, how would you say it?
Transponder.
I don't.
You're like, what you're saying, I feel like he's putting a lot of emphasis on the P.
Ponder.
Friends.
It's a chip that thinks ponder. If it should start your car or not. So yeah, it disables my immobilizer in my car. It shattered when I was trying to transfer it from the old case to the new case. And apparently, I've lost my spare keys, which I thought I had. And, I don't know. I've tore apart everything. I spent like 6 hours trying to find this motherfucker. And, couldn't find that, but I found the little rag, like the little, like, cloth that comes with a DSI to clean the screens. I haven't had my DSI in 5 years, dude. I fucking found this, but not my two goddamn spare keys. That are
what the hell's that?
$300.
It's the soft cloth thing.
Yeah, that comes to clean DSI screens and stuff.
Mm. Or like any screen, or like glasses, or like...
Just whatever.
Yeah, I just use Windex.
It's all the same.
But, yeah, really pissed off. So I called up Volkswagen to get quoted new keys, and to get another key fob like this one, you know, with the buttons and shit on it, and that flip-out key, it would cost $280 to or $289 or something like that to get the key and reprogrammed. A valet key, which is just a straight up key, it doesn't come with any of the fancy shit, but it still has a chip in it, is $60 for the key and then $120 to program it. It's fucking ridiculous.
That's $180. That's $180.
Yeah, and the thing is that even if I get those new keys and get them programmed, it wipes my old keys, so even if I find my spares, they won't be. I can't use them. I got to go get those ones reprogrammed too, which is $120 a piece. And it is just maddening, like how expensive this shit is when it doesn't have to be. Because I know the process, what they got to do. They just plug in one of the comm links into your OBD-II ports and reprogram the fucking chips. It takes literally like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're charging up the ass because they're a fucking dealership and they're pieces of shit. And so I did the thing that anybody with the access to the internet does, look up a bunch of shit, found some DIYs on it, and I got a new chip for $15, and I got a VAGCOM, which is like the thing that hooks up into there. I know, it's called VAGCOM.
I had to chuckle.
Yeah.
Magically.
VAGCOM, this is Penis Gump. Can you hear me?
Coming in hot.
They had a new chip for $15, and I got one of those for $30. I'm waiting on those. It's going to be like another 8 days because they only have one shipping option, and it's stupid.
Was it the best way?
It was just shipping. So I'm waiting on that.
When you ordered those LEDs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The best way.
Yeah, but that took 6 weeks to get to me because they're from fucking China.
But at least you can be sure that they went the best way they possibly could.
Yeah. But yeah, it's really stupid. So if you have a new car, like past 2002,
like 2002.
2002. They come with these immobilizer chips. Well, most of them do. Hondas don't, I'll tell you that much. At least not the newer ones probably do. They probably wisened up. But good thing is that my car is basically unstealable unless you like bust out all the wires and stuff down below and wipe my ECU so the immobilizer doesn't work.
If I park my car downhill facing a wall, my car is almost unstealable.
That's true. No reverse.
Who would want your car though?
I don't.
It would be funny if the guy was like trying to break into your driver's side door and ends up fixing it.
I know, right? Well, I want to start playing a game where I like go into a grocery store but park somewhere where I can't go reverse and just leave the car on and see what happens. Like windows down. See if it gets stolen.
You gotta come to Stockton for that.
I gotta what?
Come to Stockton for that.
No, then it would actually like get stolen. They would just strip it down.
Then
like,
it would.
Yeah, they wouldn't even. Oh, it doesn't move. Who cares? Take everything you can.
In Australia, it's illegal not to have an immobilizer.
What's that?
In Australia, it's illegal not to have an immobilizer fitted to your car.
Really?
Yeah.
So, do like car thefts? Is that like not a really a thing for you guys?
Depends on your area. People will find a way, I'm sure.
They usually steal your kangaroo, but
yeah.
That's a kangaroo in the back seat.
Transport.
They stole my kangaroo. How am I going to get to work?
I got a flat kangaroo.
Right. What's that thing that
just completely flattened?
Right. What's that thing that can sitting on?
What can behind me? It's just a little like shelf thing.
Oh, because like the way
you're like blind,
it looked like a urinal.
Oh, a urinal right next to his bed.
I was like, convenient. Like,
he just rolls over and takes his morning piss.
That'd be awesome. I want one.
My question was going to be, does it
plus it's a convenient place for my can.
That's true. Now you have a place to put your can.
Yeah.
That is true.
Put the can on the can.
Why did you think it was a urinal?
I knew it wasn't a urinal, but the way like you were sitting, you were blocking it enough where it just had that like appeal that to it. Like I had to pee really bad. Your shoulder. Sorry. Anyway. So what's new in everybody's life, huh?
I've been playing Borderlands 2 again.
Yeah, that's true. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. It is the new mode, Ultimate Vault Hunter, is fucking hard as shit. Enemies are four times as tough.
That shit's usually pretty soft.
Yeah, it was. The second playthrough, super soft. Third playthrough, no. Not so much.
Ain't too much red meat.
Yeah. So I'm going to wait for Spencer to find some time so we can play, because it's hard to play alone.
You look so sad.
Yeah, I know, and he sounds like it's
hard to play alone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's no fun having a good computer when no one else can play with you.
I always play alone.
Poor Dwight. Well, you live on the other side of the world.
I know. But, I mean...
Yeah, loser!
Dwight fucks up his sleep schedule enough to play with me, but...
Which has been all fucking weak.
Right, I'd play with you if my computer could do it. My computer can't even handle this call right now, so.
It is pushing it to the limit right now.
I would play with you too, but it lags for one of us.
Yeah, wonder who.
You were doing just fine in Sonic yesterday.
Yeah, Sonic's fine, but Borderlands is really shit for some reason.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with FTL.
Yeah, last week. It was right after the podcast, wasn't it?
Yeah, Terry just out of nowhere was like, I'm going to buy you FTL. And I was
No. We were talking about FTL. And you were like, what's FTL? Faster than light? And we're like, yeah. So Terry showed it to you. And
he didn't even show it to me. He just bought it to me and then said, look at it. Like, you didn't even show it to me.
Mm. Well, I sent you the video, too, of my amazing run in FTL.
Yeah, but that's after I was already downloading it.
Yeah. I tried to get you to watch it beforehand, but... You just hopped into the game.
Well, that's how I do games.
But, okay, we'll continue on that. Elaborate.
I love it.
FTL?
I think I'm going to film it.
Yeah? You think you're that good?
No, not at all. No, I'm pretty terrible. But I've gotten to the last little guy quite a few times the last couple days.
Really?
Yeah.
I still haven't
finished. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good for FTL.
I mean, I'm playing on easy still.
I played it a few times, yeah. And I just couldn't.
I got to him on normal once.
I don't know how you did that. You probably cheated.
I didn't
cheated.
Play it like enough times.
I had like a lot of people, and my ship was like being repaired constantly. And the second I walked up, he just blew the shit out of me. I wasn't prepared. I had like half health. And
I got to the final stage of the last boss once. I still haven't finished it.
Yeah,
because you have to kill him like 3 times.
What?
Yeah,
I was gonna say I was gonna wait for him to figure that out on his own. But yeah, cat out of the bag.
Yeah. You beat him once, and then a bit breaks off, and he shoots away, and you have to go after him again.
Yeah.
And then you beat him again. It's like 3 times he has 3 different modes. Like, the first time it's just normal. I think the second time he uses stealth a lot. And then the third time Did he? I can't remember what it is, but each time he fights differently. Like, one time he'll use drones, and the other time he won't, and, yeah.
Which just sucks, because I feel like you don't have enough time to ever prepare. Like, there's no way to get enough missiles.
It's difficult.
It's a hard game, dude.
It is a hard game. Let me know if this fan makes a lot of noise, because it is hot as balls in here, and I just need to turn this thing on.
Lethal Frag is really good at FTL. I've been watching his streams a lot when he was playing, and he makes it seem simple.
Interesting. I'm going to make it seem more complicated than it ever has been.
Good.
So unnecessarily complicated.
That's the T-Mongoose way.
Yeah.
We're going to make everything more complicated than it needs to be.
Can I bring something up in front of you people, T-Mongoose members, T-Mongoose listeners, Rai?
Because he doesn't fit in any of those lists.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I don't.
Yeah, I know.
He's you're a T-Mongoose listener.
That's yeah, the
but he's also but, currently. But is he going to be listening to this?
Yeah, he probably won't listen to this.
Probably not.
Although he did tweet once about how he listens to them just for fun afterwards.
Yeah, but not the ones he's on.
No, the ones that he's on.
Oh, I mean, I listen to him occasionally.
I listened to the one I was on once. Just to but see I was like.
Anyway, stop bringing me off topic, Dull. We need to do a Let's Play.
Yeah. I still got some stuff I gotta edit, but fucking every time I get free time, something fucks up in my life.
Well.
Yeah. So it's pretty shitty the last, like, 3 weeks. It's just one thing after another, so.
I mean, I feel you. Trust me. Trust me, I feel you, but. We need to do something.
Yeah. I still have EverQuest installed.
We can go back to
it. It's laughable, but we need to play it.
It's true, I agree. But we can always go back to Alex's, you know, horror story.
Yeah, but that again, that's something I really want to plan up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to get that, you know, ready to roll.
Well, I'll play EverQuest with you. I'll download it tonight.
Are you playing the original one or EverQuest 2? Because I played 2.
I think I have 1 installed.
I've never played 1.
Should we get 2?
Mm-hmm. EverQuest free to play. So yeah, the first one. No. I mean, if we're going to do this, we gotta go back to the roots first. And then we'll go to 2.
That is true, mm-hmm. DeWick.
Yes, that is my name.
It is now.
1 new item is in my
inventory. Okay. Whitey has expressed interest in joining the podcast. Oh, I missed him. There we go. I don't even know when we started. Do you guys know?
Well, I joined this call 43 minutes
ago. I don't know when you hit that record button, so...
It wasn't. It wasn't too long before you did the Robin Williams thing.
Oh really? Oh yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah, so it was probably at like 45 at the earliest.
Year is it?
Hey, Whitey.
Hey, how's it going?
Whitey.
Get him on the webcam. Do you have a webcam?
I have a camera.
Yay.
I have him on Gaggle Plus, though.
Yeah, I don't think he has a Google Plus.
Oh.
Make one.
I don't know if he can join mid-call, though.
Can?
Why? Yeah.
No, we've just had we've had problems with that before. Adding
I've been coming in and out like all fucking
because
night.
Because you're one of the original people that were invited to the call. Yeah, adding people after the call has been started is the weird part. We can try, but why do you again needs a Google Plus? So,
I'll maybe save that for next time. But I'll just stay a mysterious box for now.
Okay.
You still need a Google Plus.
I know what I'm saying.
Get it, Whitey. Rip that bandage off.
It's not that bad, Whitey. No one uses it.
I know. We really don't. This is the only reason we have it.
Yep. The only time we use it is just for the group chat.
I don't even know what Google Plus is. What is this?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like their social network.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about what Google Plus is. Just
it's a webcam thing.
Google Plus.
For webcams.
Google Plus will find you, Whitey.
Oh. Okay.
Did you guys hear Austin's going to get freaking Google internet?
Fiber, yeah.
No, I didn't even hear that.
So this just makes my Gmail like Facebook?
Kind of.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's pretty much. It used to be a much better Facebook.
I think it still is a better.
Maybe, but I don't know.
It just doesn't get used. It passed like somebody else's. I think it passed Facebook.
Every time I go onto it, though, I feel like I'm standing in a very large room and I don't know where I'm going.
That's true. There's a lot going on.
It's really confusing.
My gender. Yeah. Other.
Whenever I use Facebook, I feel like I'm standing in a very large room and everyone is yelling at me.
Everybody's complaining about how much
that's like when I get on Facebook. I feel like I'm standing in a very small room and everybody's yelling at me.
Yeah, that's the same with me.
And half of them are ads.
And everybody's trying to show you pictures of their fat, ugly baby.
Or sharing something from someone else.
Look at this. Look at my friend's fat, ugly baby. Now look at my fat, ugly baby.
Look at your obsession with fat, ugly babies. Were you a fat, ugly baby?
No, I was a cute baby. I was
hey,
bald.
Keep it down. Bully down.
I was a cute baby.
I'll tell you who was a fat, ugly baby.
Who?
Dole.
Damn.
I was pretty fat.
Oh, I
had
was
a really big. I had a really big head.
Called it.
I mean, I still
all
do.
Babies too.
I know, it. I still do, but like on my baby body.
Nah.
Did you say you have a baby body?
No.
Yes.
She meant
her
body when
she was a baby.
That's not what I heard. That's not. I heard her head's very large on her baby body.
No, it was. Now it's just big.
Are you some kind of freak?
We were all thinking it.
Whitey was definitely thinking it.
I want to be
yeah.
like.
I was definitely
accept
thinking
that.
It.
What are you showing me? Is this more hentai, right. Dwight?
Yes, okay. Ryan. Because you know me.
Oh, God. Oh, God, the tentacles.
Ah!
Oh, God.
Those
don't belong in there.
Oh, my.
Dole, why are you showing us these? What? I get it. You're into this sort of thing.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, I thought I thought Dole sent that.
Thank you. Good job. Good job.
No. Soundboard master over here.
He won't even hear it until the podcast out.
Like your hair, Ryan. Very slicked.
It was going to get my face. Shut
it's
up.
Very streamlined. Are you off to a business meeting?
It's so freaking long.
It's like slick back underneath your oversized headphones.
And then get it cut. If your hair is long, you get it
cut. This time it's got a little, like...
I like the pompadour thing that you got.
Don't feel
now.
Bad, Ryan. My hair is 3 times longer than yours.
What'd you say, Whitey?
I said, don't feel bad. Don't take their that's bullying. My hair is 3 times longer than yours.
Yeah, my bangs are like longer than Dole's, so...
Yeah.
I don't have bangs.
My hair is like past my shoulders now.
Right, how long's your hair?
Oh, it's such a mess.
I couldn't have brushed it before.
I can't. It just won't
keeps
sit
getting,
right.
Keeps
whatever, man. Fuck all
right
of you, okay? I have a beautiful head of hair. No split ends. No dead hair. It's all alive and lush.
Mm.
Best hair flick.
Go Rai Rai.
Boy, I wish I was on camera right now to do some hair flipping.
Yeah. Rai Rai's got the hair flipping going on for days right now.
You don't even know. Oh, shit. Alex, do you have to work tomorrow?
Nope.
Alex, are you going to bed early tonight?
Nope.
Alex, Rai Rai. What? Dwight, you're also invited. And Dahl, wow. Of course, I know you have a bedtime, but you're also invited. Battlefield after the podcast?
Yup.
My brother's going to kill me. He's been trying to get me to play Halo, but I was going to go to bed tonight, and then Dwight summoned me out of my bed.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, no, the bunker signal.
I call you forward.
Sniper Goo, I choose you. No!
I have this conch that stays in my room, and I just open my window and summon everybody.
The Mongo's conch.
The Mongo. Oh,
the Mongo conch.
We've been here all along, Dwight.
What? Oh.
We've been here all along.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Anchorman 2, when does that come out? Are we close?
I don't know if we's close.
There's an Anchorman 2?
Yeah, man. Where have you been? Do you live under a rock? Harrison Ford's even
working,
in it.
Working second shift, I might as well be.
I just Google the internet all day.
Yeah, see, you can do that at work.
Yeah, I sit at a desk. I work at a bank.
Yeah.
What do you do, Whitey? After all this time, I still don't know.
Wayne.
Oh, all of a sudden now we care about what I do.
I didn't. If it makes you feel better, I still don't care.
Okay.
Now, what do you do? I'm also curious, actually.
I make fire panel boards and stuff for, like, fire security and whatnot. Ooh. So I operate big, expensive machines that make these boards.
What and then say?
Then I test them and stuff.
I don't. My machines don't make stuff, though.
They break stuff?
They break stuff?
Yeah, they break stuff.
So then I get to mass produce these things and ship them off to God knows everybody. I mean, hell, if you
God
guys
God knows everybody. That's a good statement right there.
It's like if you have a thermostat that says Honeywell on it, I probably made it. I probably made something. Or if you have, or if you work at a big, hey, check your the fire panel at your bank, Ryan. Maybe if it says Honeywell or Silent Night.
What do you mean by fire panel?
Like,
where you store all your fire.
Yeah.
In case bank gets flooded and you gotta dry out.
The panel that, like, sends a signal to, like, the fire department and sends the alarms off and shit.
What is my alarm thing?
I mean, we make, like, thermostats alarm. And shit, too. So, like, if you have, like, a thermostat or something, if it says Honeywell on it, I probably made it.
I'll have to look. I'm trying to picture. Because I put my.
You probably
I put my
made it if it's, like, brand new.
Yeah, if it's brand new, I probably made it.
I'm pretty sure mine's been there for like 30 years.
Mine's I made it. I made it.
No, I was there 30 years ago.
I was there. I made it. But if you give me a specific location, I'll make sure it doesn't work. Next time, please don't fire. I'll be burned.
I have to. I don't know. I don't know if we're talking about the same thing, but I'll surely look into it.
Just look for something that says Honeywell. That's it.
I think we have one of these at my school.
Dull. I got a big surprise for your school.
It's gonna burn to the ground!
It's gonna burn!
We're right across the street from a fire station, actually.
Yeah, but they won't get the alarm, won't go to them, so they won't know.
Can't smell fire? No, no, no. It's just the barbecue.
See, it doesn't matter if they see fire. If the alarm's not going off, then they don't care.
That's not our problem.
It's not our problem. The alarm didn't go off. They're fine.
Nobody
this must
called
be something.
Us.
This is just a fire drill.
Sort of science experiment. You know how these kids are.
Wow, they're really taking these fire drills up a notch.
Run, kids! Run!
This isn't a drill. It's probably just a drill.
Oh, they're
running
fine.
Out of the building on fire. Scream.
Dude,
they are really into these drills.
If this is the Honeywell that you work for, I'm not 100% sure. But... they have one of those fucking classic boilerplate about us pages
over.
That just use a bunch of fucking flashy words, but you still have no idea what the fuck they do. Since Honeywell is a Fortune 100 company that invents and manufactures technologies to address some of the world's toughest challenges linked to global macro trends, such as energy efficiency, clean energy generation, safety and security, globalization, and customer productivity, with approximately 132,000 employees, whatever.
That is the Honeywell I work for. I'm more specifically in the fire safety group, but is where I'm working.
Well, isn't that nice?
Yep.
Globalization and customer productivity. What's globalization?
We're going to take over the world. Duh.
That's what I see.
Well, your
Google
company
must have a big globalization department.
Well, your company probably banks with me.
Make sure the world burns. Destroy our enemies. Oh. You signed this contract with us. Okay. Good.
Good.
Good. 2 years later. Boom! Off the map.
What a fool you've been.
Trust me once. Shame on you. Trust me twice.
Shame on me again.
For shame.
So what happened to your Xbox, Ray?
It's not opening. The disc tray will not open.
Open that bitch up.
So you can't play Battlefield?
Probably not.
Get a knife out and just...
I've had a knife out.
Open it up like a hooker on Friday evening.
It's not working.
Have you gaggled it?
Give it money.
Oh, if that's one of the old ones, does it have a paperclip hole to push it open?
I've never seen an Xbox with a paperclip.
A paperclip hole?
Yeah, with the front paste, the front plate off, you can. There might be a hole there to push it open.
Wow! Can't believe you guys didn't know that.
Push it open.
Never had this problem, so I never had.
Yeah, there's like a.
The original Xboxes was much more obvious.
Here, like this.
Where is it?
Point it out to him on the screen.
It is a tiny hole. Your webcam's not going to pick it up, man.
Point it out to me.
Look at the picture I just sent you.
Where is it?
Skype.
Come on, Dwight.
There. There. You're moving it. Okay. It's about right here.
Alex, your tweet is stupid.
I don't like that. Eject.
Those are accessories. You can't upgrade accessories, stupid.
Unless you were me.
Unless he sucked some D.
I was GM, damn it. I could do as I pleased.
Exactly. Fake and dead.
Machine shards. Those were fun to say.
Machine shards.
So yeah, why would you want that as a text tone, Alex?
Because it's high-pitched and I can hear it.
Brick, brick, ding.
Yeah, hold on.
Sound. I need a new text tone. My KOF text tone is kind of wearing its...
I have a text tone.
I changed my...
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying I changed my ringtone, but I can't decide what I want for my phone.
Okay, we heard it the first time, Alex.
Yeah,
good.
My phone is always on vibrate, so I never hear.
Yeah. Wow, dull.
Get to hear my
loser.
It was between that one and freaking.
Oh, you should have gone with that.
Sounds pretty good. My ringtone, my global ringtone is Maroc.
The Rock?
Maroc.
Yes, Ryan.
Yes, Maroc.
More rock. More Dwayne Johnson.
At least that doesn't exist anymore.
I originally was going to put this when I first got my phone. But then I figure if I hear that all the time, I'm going to start looking at my TV.
Yeah.
Oh, was that the Xbox thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
I changed my global ringtone to the man with the machine gun.
Final Fantasy.
I'm Phoenix Wright.
That's my ringtone for anybody who calls me. Yes, Ryan. Dance! This is the song of your people.
We need to bow our heads for a moment in silence for that place.
Yeah, it sort of got blown up.
It's well, kind of a hole in the ground now.
Wasn't it a meteor that hit it?
No, it was like a devil thing.
It was a giant demon.
Okay, yeah. I couldn't remember if it was a meteor or if it was shit, what was the name of the mob? Was it just Diablo?
Satan Morok.
Satan Morok.
Satan Morok, there you go. Yeah.
Diablo.
It was a giant demon, not a meteor.
Diablo.
Huh. Man, I have a bunch of ringtones that I just don't even use.
Yeah, same here. I just get them all and I'm like, oh, I want this one and this one.
Like this one. Seriously, like, how are you not happy when you hear that? Although those levels sucked, the music was awesome.
I just got my new phone, but I used to have whatever Dwight called it said, because I'm a potato.
I got an 8-bit Skyrim theme.
I actually have all the RO. What the fuck?
That sounds awful.
Gross. I hate it. Stop.
Oh my god.
I actually have all the RO BGMs on my phone.
Oh, nice. Awesome. I was thinking about loading them up myself. That right there, that hits home.
I should make that my alarm. So it's just like,
That really hits home.
I don't know what any of these are.
Is the battle theme from Final Fantasy VII.
What Whitey and Alex and I are talking about is all these songs and stuff are from a game called RO that we played a shit ton on. And that's where we met, too, so.
Yeah.
We lived there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't go home. I went to Rebel RO.
Those were the days, gentlemen. Oh my god.
Oh, here we go.
God damn it, we gotta stop because I really want to play RO now.
You don't really get that nostalgia hit until you hear Prontera.
Oh, wait, I got that. 1 second.
Oh,
Prontera.
That's when it hits
now
you.
Now we're all
like,
gonna hear
struck.
It.
oh my god, why doesn't my phone keep things alphabetized? Oh, here we are.
That's old school drop right there, guys.
I'm gonna cry.
Okay. Just soak it in.
I'm just gonna cry.
Alright, so what low rate are we gonna be playing? Just go rate my server real quick.
Not right now, Dwight.
Okay.
No. Bad.
Okay. No, okay. I'm definitely still not looking.
You're a whore.
I know.
We need to show Ryan.
The thing is, you can't show that game to other people because, like, it's so far in the past that it's... The game's it's terrible, you know? We have a lot of nostalgia attached to it, so, like, we can kind of go back and still kind of play it and have
fun. It's okay for us, you know?
Yeah.
we get in there, we know where we're going.
You guys look at it and you're like,
The thing is that we feel that way because we're fucking vets about the game, but it has changed so much that, like, there's new stuff and, like, new classes and stuff like that that we haven't even touched.
Yeah.
New items and stuff like that. Like, there's new combos for, like, items and, you know.
Well, the last time...
Everybody's not going to be in fucking pyramids hunting goddamn SS cards.
That is old school. I don't think anybody does that anymore.
I still do that.
Yeah.
That's all about going turn undead and hunting undead.
Anubis.
Anubis is, yeah.
No, and then Albie. The Albie part.
The Abby.
After you guys like left that like what other right the other low rate server, I made an awesome level 99 novice. No surprise. I know. No surprise. Level 99 novice, but like that was like when there was like sort of the new cards and like no one would like want me in the party. They're like, "What? You're just a waste of a spot." And then I actually had like a priest I did it earlier with, and she's like, "No, this novice godlike." I got accessories and a card that like let novices or let you pick up and throw stones. So I would like literally take all the aggro and then play dead, and then they AOE, and I'm like,
man, everybody, you're a bitch.
Everybody wiped. They're like, oh man, what the fuck? And all of a sudden, I'm just like, ugh.
And then you pop right back up, like, hey guys, what's going on? Oh, it looks like the novice is alive.
It's like, if only I was still in your party.
Yggdrasil leaf. All right, you're welcome.
You owe me five grand.
It's like level 99 novice, LB part. Get on my level. It was not super novice.
It'd be funny just watching a 99 Navi running around town. Abby party, what's up?
We need to get like an army of super Navis or something like that, and then just roll through Abby.
Nope, I'm normal novice for light.
Nah, baby novices then.
Oh, yeah, baby novices. Yeah, it was great because just making people feel bad.
Looking good through the list of servers right here. Reminds me of when we used to surfer hop a lot after Rebel was down, and I remember like hopping onto servers and already having characters and being like, oh yeah, I played on here.
I want this 5000x rate server.
No. Are you guys playing?
No.
At least for 2 seconds. 2 seconds.
No, it would take us a little bit longer to get it set up than that.
This game takes forever to download.
Yeah. Well, not so much anymore. They kind of simplified it.
Oh, I missed
this. Talon RO, though, which is Rebel rates.
No.
Well, no, was Rebel 50 or 5? 15?
15. Or either 15 or 25. Or 20. Mm. One of those three. I don't think it was 50. Because I would have leveled up a lot quicker than I did if it was 50.
I know, it felt like fucking forever.
Yeah, 90s took ages.
I think it was 25.
Over 900 hats on this one, guys.
Shut up, Cole, you don't know what that means.
900 hats is nothing for RO.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's a hat for anything in that fucking
game. It's a little lame, then.
Yeah, RO was TF2 before TF2 was TF2.
Only the hat. Yeah, and the hat still did nothing.
Some of them
would have slots, and then it'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
Not my Apple of Archer.
Yeah, it was all the super ugly ones that had slots, like that fucking just cap one is like a brown little dupe.
And you had to use it because it had a slot, and then it's just like, fuck. And then, you know, Rebel and the Bend in the Rules, we could have the slotted sunglasses. Oh, wait. No, there are actually slotted sunglasses.
I thought that... Oh.
Yeah, there is slotted sunglasses.
You only get those in the old purple box.
That's yeah.
Why do I so that remember? Quest NPC was custom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Because I remember the last time we played, I was running around town looking for that motherfucker.
Where do I get all my quests from?
Like, he was right here.
Wait, I'm confused. So somebody you guys know put in a custom quest guy?
Yeah, because when you have your own server, you can fuck with the whole game, like all the scripts and shit, and even make your own NPCs.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
It's usually all private servers have that.
I used to write scripts for custom NPCs and stuff back in the day, making custom quests and crap.
It was really easy to write scripts for that.
It was easy to do, like, the fetch ones, yeah. But ones that had, like, multiple stages to them, those ones were a little bit more difficult.
Like, a whole line to them.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
Anybody else miss the Fire Clan?
No.
No.
I hated all the guilds on that server.
But it eventually just got to, it was just us and our own individual guilds. We each ran a town, and that was that.
God, peaches are incredibly hard to eat with chopsticks.
Can I ask why you're using chopsticks?
You can.
Okay. Why are you using chopsticks?
There's no more forks.
Okay, why don't you just stab it then? You're not trying to impress anybody.
Where'd all the forks go?
But dirty. Don't you eat peaches? Can't Isn't a peach like an apple? And can't you just
get
put
one
in your
and
hand
clean the... one in the
yes,
sink?
You can, Whitey. Yeah.
It's a they're canned peaches, my friend.
Can't you get a fork and clean
peaches?
It in the sink?
So just slurp.
I'm eating
shit.
It fine, guys. I just had a problem with one. Like, calm down.
So why'd you bring it up, Ryan?
You made a comment about it.
I don't need your advice, though. I was just making a statement. I didn't ask you for alternatives. I know, doll, that I can wash a dish. I've lived on my own since I was 17 years old. I'm aware how it works.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay.
I haven't cooked a meal in 3 years. Are you kidding me? I got married.
She got married, like, last year.
Yeah, but we lived together for 3 years.
That doesn't mean anything.
Maybe not to you.
Oh, yeah, and it cost like a mil just to like hit your. Didn't I marry myself in Rebel? I forget.
Why are we still talking about that?
I actually think I married myself. I think I can't remember. I know I was talking about it.
I know I was talking about marrying myself for a long time, you know.
I couldn't remember if I popped the question or not.
But I was just, I kept dragging my feet, and I was getting really upset at me.
I was really nervous.
I almost left myself.
We should just pick a server and invite everyone to play there.
It's not going
to
last. I don't have the time for it anyway, so.
Not you, though. I'm sure you'd probably skip work just to play RO again.
No, I can't afford to skip work.
You would if you could.
We're all, right, adults now. We can't do that.
Yeah. We can't just skip school. Just play.
Oh, I never skip school.
Awful decision.
It's like I skip school, log on, and then all of a sudden it's just like, oh, hey, Dwight.
Oh, I see you. We're sick too.
F Blue sure does know how to get around.
You want to go do the Anubis with me?
Okay. I mean, it's not like anybody else. Everybody else is at school. Also, I'm just like Alex and Jose log on. George.
Oh man, swine flu. Crazy, right?
Oh man, those diabetes sure know how to get you.
I remember I'd come home from school, play for a little, get off, go do homework, take a nap, eat dinner, take a shower, all that stuff. I'd come back, the same people were still there.
You mean me, Jose, sometimes George, Devo.
Oh, I know you guys. Well, I know all of you guys are still, because I see them during the day at school.
Well, yeah.
But then there's the other people. You know, the other people that we associate with.
Those
who are, who live in the game, who have not gone anywhere on days.
Those are NPCs.
No.
It's like they never leave. They're just always in that town, and they're always saying the same thing over and over.
Who the fuck is this Jabra?
Jabra.
And this Warbra.
Get a job!
What the fuck is a Kafra?
Don't you bitches go to the bathroom?
I will say that the last Rebel server we played was missing the Sakura from the original Rebel.
Yeah.
That was so much fun, so much time wasted on that NPC.
That thing.
Were you there?
Oh wait, I heard about. I know. I remember. I heard this, and then like, it's pretty vague.
There's still some servers here that I recognize.
I'm just like saying, we pick one, and then we tell everybody in our community to play there.
We've tried that once before, though. It didn't really work out.
Yeah.
It's Alex.
When did you do that?
It's just good for them.
But you're almost at 40,000 subscribers now.
Yeah.
And a lot of people.
Alex, it's all in the past now. They're nothing but memories, and that's all they—that's all they should be.
I just want to go around and like cruise for a bit, you know, and then uninstall it.
Like cruise for bitches down Central.
Yeah.
Just down walk Wilson up, Way. Play dead. Walk up, play dead, and then eventually you come to that thing that kills you anyway.
What I like about the game, though, I will say, is that it can run on any fucking computer.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. That was goddamn showing our age again, but. That was when upgrading to a dual core was just like, we were playing that game on a single core for like the longest time. And near the tail end of our career in RO, it was like, man, I've just got this new dual core. It's fucking awesome.
I don't even know what a loading screen is anymore.
That was the thing too, because like custom private servers would have like custom load screens. And I'll be either, like, fan art or whatever for the server. And later on, it's just, like, you don't even see him anymore. So it's, like, not even, you know... there's no reason to have nice ones. Because no one's going to see him anymore.
Oh, dude, you see that loading screen? What? No! I don't see any!
No, I couldn't make it out.
It flashed for a second, but...
You guys just know how to cut me deep.
Yeah, yeah, right. How's your dual core, Ryan?
Dual core.
Seen better day.
It has seen better days. She was dirty, man. She was dirty.
Was it really dusty?
Yeah. Cleaned her out. Gave her a good polish.
Yeah?
No, not really.
You shouldn't polish them.
Oh my god, roleplay server. Let's go to Ragnarok of Atlantis.
Oh.
Damn, some people are racing down San Mateo right now.
Holy shit. Yeah, you gonna go race with them?
Ewok.
I can't even hear it, but we'll see Ryan reacting. He is very concerned. Alright, he got up.
Oh, he's looking out the window?
No, he's looking out his door. Okay, alright, Ryan. Continue. What do you think that's on the back of his door?
Yeah, what?
Is that to hold shotgun shells?
Needs to oil those hinges.
I know, right? Yeah.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
House is falling apart.
Mm-hmm. Just. Hey, Ryan.
What?
On those hinges, get a bar of soap and rub it on them.
Clean your
hinges. Oh, for the door?
Yeah.
Or you could spray WD-40 on them like a normal person.
No, but soap works really well.
WD-40 is a degreaser.
It'll work.
For, like, a week. Then spray it again.
Soap works real well. Just get a little dry soap.
Good to know. That's good to know. I will take that under advisement.
Dry soap, huh?
I was skeptical, too.
I was skeptical at first.
I rubbed it on my closet hinges.
I stopped using it on myself and started using it on my hinges.
Yeah. Well, my house, however, was built in 1949, so it's old. She just creaks. She just creaks.
Do you know what it would be like if Terry came home from wherever he is and found us all playing Oro?
No.
He'd probably say, you guys are this again.
Why are you doing this?
Let it die. Just let it die.
And we'd be like...
Then again, if since we all know each other so well, you don't have to worry because you guys are just going to drop it the next day anyway.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, within a week, yeah, sure, for, you know, whatever.
Probably level one character and then call it a day.
Nah, you hit max and, I don't know. It all depends on the server. If it's a low rate, then maybe second class and then you drop it.
Around level 70, you'd be like, yep, it's about right.
Yeah.
It's a high rate. You make all 9 fucking characters on your character creation.
And then, for some reason, you guys leave, and I still stick around, and then do that thing, and yeah. Sigh.
Sleep by playing MMOs with these people. They're on for hours and hours in a row, and then I never catch up, and then I get bored, and then they all leave.
If only you were there with us back in the day, Ryan.
Yeah, you'd understand our algorithms.
Yeah.
There's a lot of science behind it.
We had really good computers growing up. They were just made for business.
You can play Oro on those.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't really know about it. We were console gamers.
You can...
And that was my mother's work computer, not...
You can play Oro on an NES.
Really?
Yeah.
Gross.
Didn't they, like, make a DS game for Oro, too?
Yeah.
And, like, had a story and stuff?
Whatever. I didn't like it.
I don't have a DS, so I didn't play it.
It was just stupid playing it with, like, a fucking stylus and the buttons. I was like, where's the keyboard and the mouse?
Where's my keyboard and mouse for my DSi?
My keyboard and mouse up to my...
It's like, I need to rotate the fucking camera.
Okay. That nightmare. And then, especially the areas, because it's like a 45-degree angle, and those areas that just don't sit so well, and then...
You zoom out, you can see everything. I didn't like the DS one. I didn't care. If they made a PC version of that with the story and everything, I'd probably play it.
Hey guys, remember the original RO2?
The original RO2? Yeah.
That horrible thing.
It was wonderful until you got out of the tutorial, and then it was like, oh, well, this is what you're doing.
I didn't understand it. I was like, you can level your weapon, but then you can change.
And then it's you a got job level- system.
But then you could go back, and I was like,
"Yeah." So it's basically like you. You are everything.
Fuck that!
Like,
need a priest with me.
You want to be a priest? Okay, you're a priest and you're a magician. For some reason, you take up an oath of God and the devil at the same time.
Then Terry played the new RO2, and he said it was a generic piece of shit. But I'm following the company on Twitter that makes it, and they're constantly updating the game.
I looked at.
All right, that update broke shit. Hold on, we're gonna update. Okay, all right. Okay, that update really broke shit. So we're down for maintenance for an hour.
Kind of like when Minecraft first came out.
It wasn't. Minecraft didn't have a lot of bugs back in the early days. It just didn't have a lot of updates to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then as soon as they started updating it, though, it was like, well, we fixed all these bugs. However, we created all of these bugs.
Yeah, there was a period where that started happening. Yeah.
We fixed two problems and now we have six more.
Yeah, exactly. Now we fixed three of those problems, but we now have nine more other problems that are unrelated to those problems.
I imagine that's just how the
horses
development processes.
Yeah, they're adding horses.
That's cool.
I'm glad I have.
They're actually working with the guy who made Mo Creatures too, which is
cool. Good. Good for them. We can get more creatures.
I mean, we
more
can
problems.
Build stables now.
What?
I mean, yeah. Stables. Got a horse, yeah. It'll be cool. I don't know.
It ain't gonna be cool until there's unicorns and pegasus.
Dude, how awesome will that be when we're, like, riding into battle on the SMP on horses? Like.
But then there's, like, a bunch of stairs, so you kind of have to...
Can they not go upstairs?
I don't know. Horses and stairs.
How do you craft horses?
How do you craft horses?
Wow.
You play God.
You gotta make them bit by bit so you make the legs.
It's one sheep, two pigs, a creeper,
and a cow.
A human heart.
A cow.
Yeah, you just put those in the crafting bench because you can do that.
I'm a little iffy about molding a creeper into that because God forbid you get hit with a fire arrow.
Man, that would be so sick of fire arrows, man.
There are fire arrows.
What?
There are fire arrows in
you
Minecraft.
You mean the arrows that like, have their tip on fire? Kind of like a torch has smoke coming out of it?
Well, you gotta get the enchanted bow, and then you shoot fire.
It'll be like shooting a torch, basically.
Yeah.
You want it to light up the area around it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be cool.
Like, I don't want to give anything away, but that one time when Alex and I were waiting for you guys and you were trying to find us, I wanted to shoot it up in the air, and that way you guys could see where the signal was.
Should use a firework.
Or if you mix a creeper in with a horse.
We don't have fireworks. You know that. This isn't. We're not on the other map or we can have whatever we want, Dull. This is a Vex map. Like, we have time for fireworks. There's no fun on a Vex map. Death.
There is no fun on Vex. There is only pain.
Dwight, why so blue?
Green.
Okay.
Oh.
Alex, remember how we talked about playing Battlefield after the podcast? Mm-hmm. That's probably not going to happen.
Why?
I just go to bed.
He's playing Halos.
You want to go to bed?
I'm so tired, but no, we'll play. I have to.
Isn't it like midnight over there?
Yeah. I'm old.
And aren't you off tomorrow?
Yes.
Let's go get some coffee.
Midnight.
So?
There's always places to find coffee.
It's 2 in the morning over here. Me and Alex.
Dwight, have you not slept at all?
No, I slept today.
I took
about a 5-hour nap or so.
Oh, that's
kind of shitty, because I was hoping to hang out with Leanne, but nope. Sleep schedule prohibits that.
Well, stop it.
Yeah. Okay.
You gotta watch The Who tomorrow. You gotta find a way to get to your woman and watch The Who.
Yeah, it's gonna be difficult.
Well, borrow your mama's. Does she still have a Durango?
No. No, she doesn't have that anymore. It was too big.
She can get the new Durango. They look pretty cool.
No.
Even use bigger. Skateboard.
Yeah. I'll take a skateboard onto the freeway.
Sneak over to Sam's house, Leanne's steal place. His car.
Have to Terry Leanne's drive
place
you.
On your skateboard, be like, "Hey, baby,
what's up?"
What's up? Just leaning on the door with your skateboard,
ready to watch some Doctor Who.
Ready to get
Just
some
have
D-Who.
Terry drive you.
I'm gonna get my license soon.
Have Terry drive you, but he has to sit there awkwardly and make like comments. Oh, I'm feeling like the third wheel over here.
He has to make motherly comments.
Well, now, Dwight, is that appropriate?
Shut up, you're not my real mom.
You two aren't married yet. You can't hold hands at all.
What if Jesus was in this very room?
You would be going straight to be hell, awesome. Mister.
He came back from Jesus.
You are real.
How I'm you sorry about that all those things I said about you.
I'm not Santa Claus, you stupid.
I don't care what anyone says. Jesus Christ is my favorite curse word.
Jesus.
Oh, this guy.
Well, I can't say my favorite curse word.
Yeah, I think it's best.
Dwight would hit me again.
Hey, what's your favorite curse word? Is it people that bother you? Is it people that annoy you?
No, those are, no. No, everybody annoys me. Well, yeah.
The worst. Thank you.
Oh, okay. That was inappropriate.
Oh.
He's saying that he has a Asian... I don't know.
Asian snake.
I just couldn't do it.
See, do I want to go to bed, too?
No. Well, I wish I...
Beastcraft!
Yeah, I'm probably gonna be up playing Beastcraft.
God damn it, Dwight. Go to bed.
Yeah, I know.
He promised.
Promised what?
You all promised to be here on Thursday nights for the podcast, and you weren't there.
So my sleep is back up. You weren't there.
It's okay. I don't know. So are we all ready to go to war?
I am.
Are you going to play Battlefield?
I feel like we're losing steam.
No. I just meant, like, be ready to go fuck up North Korea.
Did you say we're losing steam? Like, steam's going down?
Yeah.
No. Losing steam as in...
Gabe Newell sold
You're not
steam
helping at all, Rai Rai.
Harvested it.
I know, because you guys have been talking about fucking Arrow.
Yeah, that's true. We did talk about Arrow for quite some time.
You just don't understand.
We weren't talking about arrows at all.
That's the point. I'm going to be talking.
Yeah, half of us weren't there. We don't understand.
Well, you know what? Let us dwell on our memories.
On your memories. On your own goddamn time.
You know what? If it weren't for those memories, you wouldn't
this wouldn't even be happening right now.
Well, yeah. No, you just wouldn't be involved. I knew Dwight other ways. Biblically, even. I've known you, Dwight. Emotions.
Look, just because you shower with a guy
Jesus
once...
Christ is in the
know.
Room!
Just Christ.
Just try it.
Try it.
Where?
Behind you.
No. No.
There's someone in your house.
No. It's just me. It's always me. It's only me.
It's sad.
Nope. No one's here.
Except for when my girlfriend's here. But
then there's no one here.
Exactly.
There's still no one there.
Even when my girlfriend's here, there's nobody here.
That's sad.
Yeah.
So, before we all just apparently fall asleep, is there any other exciting gaming news out there that has enticed anybody's testicles?
Battlefield 4.
I haven't watched anything on it.
I've watched a little bit of the 17-minute trailer. I'm waiting for multiplayer. I mean, who the fuck plays the storyline for Battlefield?
Yeah. I mean, it's nice to see what the new engine can do, but I want to see more multiplayer.
Yeah, I
want to
see what the new engine can do in multiplayer.
Yes.
And then I mean, we shall see.
I've been hearing that the destruction is more like Bad Company 2's.
Good, because the destruction in 3 kind of sucked.
Buildings don't fall on you anymore.
I know.
I miss like being in a building with Alex and all of a sudden you hear it.
Yeah, you're like, get out!
Get the fuck out of here!
And if you a window and shit to jump out of.
Everyone's just running full speed. Oh my god!
And if you don't make it in time, it's just like, whoever, destruction collapsing. 2.0, Dwight, Alex,
or like, your own teammate killed you.
Yeah, you're...
Usually they don't do that!
Shot something you shouldn't have shot with a tank and took everybody out in the building.
Wait, that was him? I was blaming Jose the entire time.
Spencer did that all the time.
Oh.
I think he has a video somewhere about doing something similar to me in 3.
Well then.
Bastards.
I blame
Spencer. Oh no, that was Spencer who did it to you, Ryan.
Yeah, I know, that's what I said. Yeah. Many a time.
That was funny. I saw that one the other day. I was watching it. It had the sad music, and he died. And I was just sitting in my tent. I was going, Ryan!
No!
Or we just booby-trap a house just for the hell of it.
The new Halo DLC comes out on Monday. It actually looks pretty nice.
Oh, Castle. Yeah. Is that the one that adds the Forge World?
Did oh, no. They already added finally? That.
Oh.
They added it on Monday.
Hmm. That's nice. They should have fucking had that world from the beginning. I guess they didn't think that everybody would be so pissed off as they were.
I
liked the Forge Worlds. I've made many a map.
I want a flat one. You know, like old Forge World was. So it's really big and like you could go anywhere you want. This one had too many constraints.
Yeah, it did have some. Sean and I have been working on, my brother and I have been working on some maps for our, I want to do a play with the fans very soon. I may have to put it back due to some things going on in my life, but I want to do it soon.
Mm-hmm.
I'll keep you guys posted. But we're gonna do some custom maps. Sean and I have one that is pretty big, and we built it on the asteroid level, and we actually lowered the gravity, and so it only works with the gravity being low. It's actually pretty sick, though. I'm excited to show them off. We have quite a few. We have small ones for Capture the Flag and Slayer. It's going to be dope. I got to make a video and I'll let everybody know when it is.
Nice.
But hopefully soon. I was going to do it April 20th, but I'm not anymore.
That's a terrible day to do anything productive.
Because it's Hitler's birthday?
Yeah. 420!
And Brenny's birthday.
Yeah, there it is.
Well, yeah, so...
Okay.
Is this really going to be the end? No one else has anything to talk about, huh?
I started playing Bioshock Infinite.
Oh, you just started playing it?
Yeah, yesterday.
How far are you in, like, time-wise?
Time? I think I played,
it's a very narrative game, so I can't ask him, like, so where are you? Oh, I just did this thing, you know? I can't say that.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Steam has Bad Company 2 for $5 right now.
What?
Steam's got Bad Company 2 for $5.
Okay. Rai, continue.
Like 2 hours in, I think. Hang on, what did Steam say? How long I've played it for? 12 hours played. No.
That's far from two, dude. Yeah, you can leave it on and fall asleep.
Yeah, I did actually.
Hmm. Well, there you go. You just fucked your time up.
I think I'm like 2 hours in. I'm trying to think of something I can say to tell you where I am without spoiling it.
Yeah, that's hard to do. I'm about to hit up 1999 mode.
I'm doing it on hard straight away.
Yeah. That's probably for the best, but I've been watching Man vs. Gameplay through 1999 mode.
What is that?
It's the harder mode. And, if you can't afford Resurrection, then it reverts to your last save. Instead of, the last checkpoint type of deal.
It should delete your last save.
And then you have to go back to last save.
Play hardcore 1999 mode.
It just deletes your last save, and then goes to your previous save, and every time you die, you lose a save.
It's 1999 mode. You have to put in passwords to get to the place you were before.
Oh, God. But it's actually a long list of, 100 numbers that you have to remember.
That'd actually be, 1992 mode, but...
Oh, right. Instead of, the grid, we just have the line.
Hey, cut that out.
No, you cut it out. Ryan, stop that.
I guess I can say that I just got Elizabeth.
Okay, so you still are spoiling too much. Nah, because everybody knows that she's part of the game.
It's ruined!
Forever ruined. I don't want to play this game anymore. I'm just going to go back to Metal Gear Rising.
The only complaint that I've heard that since it's been out for a while now is that apparently the story is kind of tough to roll through a second time, I guess. I get that's really as far out as I've seen it. Like,
you don't really have to
about
pay
it.
Attention to the story the second time through.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's why you should play the second playthrough on 1999 mode or hard or something. You know,
right?
That way you're concentrating on the difficulty rather than the actual story.
Right.
That's why I rolled through on normal at first, because I wanted to concentrate on the story.
Right.
And it was fun.
Right.
I died less than a handful of times, so I was very happy with that.
Right.
Okay, so I think that's it, because no one else is really...
I tried.
Yeah? You're gone. I don't even see you anymore, Ryan.
I put my head down.
And then he pops up again.
He popped out like a gopher.
I'm just laying here.
Your table. There you go.
He's already asleep.
Sleepy time.
Yeah, I have a table now, so I'm all efficient and professional. See, there's my keyboard.
Look at my keyboard. That means I am professional. All right, well.
I had a good time.
For, what is this, episode 98? The late 98. Closing up on the 100, which should be obvious that we're doing a live podcast for that one. So we'll give you more information as the time comes closer. Is that 2 weeks from now? So we'll see you guys then. Hopefully next Tuesday, everybody is here and not dead.
Yeah. Hey, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to your boss.
Request Fridays off. Every Friday.
Just see if you can come in late on Friday. Not next Friday, I don't care, but the Friday after that for the live
show. I might just call out.
That works.
I'm sick.
Fuck it.
Right. If you get back into RO, right?
What?
No, that's not a time sink anymore. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast.
Bye.
See you next week, hopefully on time.
Never.
And no, never.
Never.
Never. All right, so we're...
We have a schedule to keep. Be here on time. We will do the podcast on time. We will put the podcast out on time.
Never.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Get out of my business. God damn
no, in my office.
A word?
I can't dream.